kala kaidus az el. Pásva igás. The first thing we have to ask is, what was the cheshbon of Yosef HaTzadik with the whole interesting sequel of events? We look at the end of last week's parasha, and we see Yosef behaving in a strange manner. He first insists the brothers come down to Mitzrayim with Binyamin. Finally, Binyamin comes down, he puts the Gaviyah in Amtachas Binyamin, and he slept back again. Binyamin comes back, he accuses Binyamin, he wants to take Binyamin for himself. Yehuda comes forward, Vayigash Elav Yehuda, and then finally Yosef relents and says, you know what, Ani Yosef Ha'odav Yechai. What is the meaning of the entire storyline? What is Yosef playing at with all this long, drawn out chapter? So you're telling me, yeah, Mechilas Yosef, Yabosai, the brothers had no idea what he wanted from their lives. Yeah, they knew there was the Chesh Mechilas Yosef, but this whole chapter of Binyamin went down and the Becha, what does it mean? So I share with you an understanding I saw in the Rabbeinu Bechaya, and other Yeshoimim, who said, Gimamish literally shed a phenomenal light on what's going on in the parasha. There is a machlokus Yeshoimim. How many brothers bow down to Yosef in the first three? In the pasuk it just says, "V'hinei anachnu ma'al me'malumim." We were ma'al me'malumim. Who is the we? How many is that? Shtei Rabbeisai, Rabbeinu Bachai was 11. Anachnu, all of us. Rabbeinu Bachai and 11 brothers bow down. With that, we can begin to understand why Yosef didn't initially send a message to his father, text, email, or pigeon post, "I'm here, Mitzrayim." Because he saw straight away him becoming a king, until then he couldn't send a message. But once he became king, he realized, "I'm king." The dreams, "Hamolech timlech aleinu." What are the chances of him going back to Mitzrayim or Eretz Canaan, saying, "I'm Yosef," and his big brother's bowing down to him? Rabbeisai, forgive the pun, never in his wildest dreams would they bow down to him if he told them he was Yosef. What chance? So when he realizes he's the king, he keeps quiet. He says, Rabbeinu Bechaya, he sees 10 brothers coming down. Gewalt, he says, "But I need 11. I need 11. That's dream number one." So he couldn't again reveal his identity. He's got to get brother 11. So he's got to insist that he comes down. Binyamin comes down. So he takes Shimon and locks Shimon up. Why? So why is Shimon locked up? Poshut, he was scared the brothers would go out to Mitzrayim and for a few pennies pay a stranger from the street and say, "I'm Binyamin, why not? I'm Binyamin." So he's scared that they'll go out, find a stranger and say, "This is Binyamin," and then he hasn't got the key machaloimus. So he kept Shimon locked up, turned to Shimon when the brothers came and, "Which one of these is your brother?" He brought a few other strangers in and said, "Which one of these is your brother?" So now he's got 11 brothers bow down to him. He says, Rabbeinu Bechaya, literally Dvorim Nifloim. He says, "But what's so shtickle in the parasha of the Gaviyah and Vayigash of Yehuda?" So Rabbeinu Bechaya, Yosef was scared. Genuinely scared. They'd now killed Binyamin. He was scared to bring Binyamin down to the tribe because he was scared of the sinner of the brothers, connect the Ben Zakunim, connect against the beloved brother. They treated him badly. They didn't like him. So what about Binyamin? So Bishleim on the way down to Mitzrayim, they're safe with Binyamin because Binyamin is their hostage. He's the man who needs to get the food for them. But on the way back, so as they went out of the city, lo yechiku, amyotzu sa'ir lo yechiku, not so far, he's keeping his eye on them. He called Binyamin back to keep him safe. When he put the Gaviyah in Amtachas Binyamin, the Cheshbon was, "Get Binyamin back, look after him, I'm scared of what the brothers will do to him." But once he saw that the brothers were prepared to stick up, to fight, to defend this beloved brother, Vayigash Elov Yehuda, he says, no, be Adoini, take me, be Adoini. Yehuda's prepared to go forward and say, "I want it, I'm Muchen." He realized the brothers did not have sinner or kinner anymore against the beloved son of Yaakov and Rochel. Memele, the more Yosef saw that, Yosef was able to say, "Ani Yosef, I can tell you who I am now. You've bowed down to me already. It's not a problem. Yaakov, come down to me. I'm the king of Mitzrayim. You won't harm Binyamin. You can go back. That is the Hakdama to the parasha we understand now a little bit, according to Rabbeinu Bechaya, and what the secret of events over here was. I showed you a phenomenal vault that I actually heard in Manchester a few years ago. After I gave a shiur, started to go away there in Manchester, a yid came to me and said, I must tell you a vault, you'll love it. I heard this in Manchester, it must have been, could it was in Vayigash. Told me, you told me more of the vault. On Hanukkah Parsha, Yosef HaTzadik in Hanukkah Parsha is the Mishneh LaMelech. He's second in command. And what does he have to do? He wants to bring and fetch his father down and bring him back from Eretz Canaan to Mitzrayim. Big deal. He's got to go and ask Paroi permission to send our Golos. Rabbosai, it doesn't even make sense. What Yosef had to ask Paroi, can I fetch my father? He's the one who's turned over the economy. He's saving the country. He's the Mishneh LaMelech. And Mitamul, he's got to do everything. He's got to ask Paroi permission to send a wagon to fetch his father. So he in Manchester told me, B'shem in Abarbano. I haven't seen inside. He told me that Abarbano says a shtickel as follows. But first of all, B'derech Tzachos. On a light note, B'hakdoma, this is why he didn't tell me. I remember going to Thorpe Park many years ago. I used to have the first ride in the park, in Thorpe Park, many years ago. It's not there anymore because of health and safety. But the first ride used to be the Bronco bikes. Remember the Bronco bikes? Oh, they're brilliant. The Gaonis, the fellow who thought of this, is brilliant. You see, why do your bikes go round when you pedal a bike with Shimon? Because the middle of the wheel is attached to the bike. The middle of the wheel. So the radius round either side of the wheel is exactly equal. So the wheel turns on its own axis. They in Thorpe Park, nearly 40 years ago, they used to have, the bike was connected, but not by the centre of the wheel. It was lopsided, it was a wheel, a circle wheel, but the bike was not connected to the centre. Just imagine what happened when you turned your wheel around and you pedalled. Just try and picture your mind. You're up and down, very clever bike, but you fell off. So it's a great laugh about health and safety. It's not there anymore. It's long gone. Says that Baruch Benel in this week's parasha that Paroi had a secret weapon which he didn't want to let out of Mitzrayim. He had a wheel. Says Baruch Benel like this. The wheels until Paroi were solid oak, a solid material. Complete, a solid circular frame with a solid circular inside. So they were heavy, cumbersome. And when you went on your argolois, so it's geschleppt. It took time. Paroi, according to Barbanel, had the invention of spokes. The bike wheels we see today, where the wheels connected by the centre, and the wheel is not solid, but the spokes going from the centre to the outer frame, that was Paroi's invention. So Paroi kept it a secret from his enemies. He didn't want anybody to know what he had. It's his secret, his invention. So when Paroi, when Yosef wanted to go and fetch his father from Mitzrayim, from Eretz Canaan, sorry, when Yosef wanted to go and fetch his father from Canaan, and it meant sending out the wagons, Doshanisht. And therefore, says Abarbanel, it needed Paroi's permission to go and take those wagons because it contained a secret weapon that Paroi didn't want out of sight. So the Yidden Master told me, here's how he suffered. He says in Parashat Bashalach, when it comes to Kriyas Yamsuf, the Torah writes a posuk, Vayosar Es oifan marke voisov. Hat er ziegestellt. He said brilliantly, listen, Yosef HaTzadik has like gequetscht and gebegged to plead permission from Paroi to take the wagons. Sorry, permission. But Paroi wasn't keen. But Paroi is happy to use those wagons to chase Klal Yisrael. to attack Klal Yisrael, Doshanyo. So the wheels they didn't let, Bekoishi, you let Yosef use to be Makiv Toiv to Yosef what he'd done to the country, Bekoishi. But the same wheels he's happy to attack Klal Yisrael, to chase after them with speed and go to the Amsuf. Says the Torah, okay, fine. The punishment will be visible and recognizable. Vayosar es oifan markavoisov. The Torah is madgish. The Torah speaks out. Hashem took off the wheels of the wagon. Midah kenege midah paroi. You kept your wheels secret, but you want to use them as a tool against people who looked after your country. We're going to punish those wheels that are your secret stealth and your secret weapon and your speed. By your side, it's over Mark of Esau. Where's the part of Egash?
Go
on.
Paro
permission. Yeah, very good. Yeah, mask him. Yeah, but it was the country. It was the weapon of the country. It was the country's secret weapon. They knew that. Boys, if you forgive me, Indian boys, Indian. Let me just tidy up something into Sunt. We're talking about the shura on the wagons. Allow me, if I may, to off topic to show with you Moedah Kavot. When it comes to the shura, we say the posset of Zekeli Va'anveli. Zekeli Va'anveli. Chazal learn out, there's a mitzvah of Hisnoe Lefonov B'mitzvahs. Beautify the mitzvahs. Zekeli Va'anveli. This is my God, V'anveyu, I'll beautify him. Hisnoe Lefonov B'mitzvahs. Mitzvahs, make a mitzvah beautiful. And the Gemara learns out in Bava Kamma, how much should you spend extra on a mitzvah? Af shlish b'mitzvah. Another third. Now, boys, I have a question for you. Why a third? Hisnoi l'fonah b'mitzvahs. Make it nice. Say, keli v'anveyu, I make the mitzvah beautiful. Fine. But why a shlish? A third? When it comes to mitzvahs, hamavazvahs, you spend money on a mitzvah. Don't spend more than a fifth of your money on a mitzvah. Maisa is a tenth. The Mishnah Avos warns you, don't spend too much. La'aseh imodo, you be more careful. And sani hidur mitzvah, a third. I'm asking you, it's a famous chazal, a third extra for the hidur mitzvah. You got a makor for it? You're happy to accept? And the hakdom before that, you know, you're starting, you're the end. This is the end already. It used to be the custom that when a person was taken in a wagon, they had one horse. One horse. Paroi was so eager to show Yosef around Mitzrayim, he put him in Merkeves HaMishneh, two horses. Extra speed. When it came to Mitzrayim, they chased after Klal Yisrael. So we say, Potter says, V'sholishim al kuloi. He put an extra third horse onto the wagons to chase Klal Yisrael. So he's got the speedy wheels and other speedy horses. So if the custom was till now two horses, which Paro invented by Yosef, Merkeves HaMishneh, now he's putting on another one, which is a third. And that's why Shmishlish Melebar. So V'sholishim al Zekeli V'anveyu we now see. Zekeli V'anveyu, from the fact that Paro chased after Klal Yisrael with a third extra horse, is the smach to the idea of his snoil of the B'mitzvahs being a shlish b'mitzvah. But I do the news that I read, I've got to add. How many chariots went down to the Yamsuf? Sheish meyo yisrecha bochur. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to the Yamsuf later, spit out these 600, spit them out, to show the world, to show Klal Yisrael, the midstream have drowned. Okay. So the Yam Suf didn't want to, Chazal said, Yam Suf said this. Hashem said, I'll pay you back. How many were paid back to, how many did the Yam get later? When it came, the Melchizedek battle with Sisera, the Pasuk says, how many did he? Tisha meyos rechev barzel. 900 chariots. Extra third. Another third. A third milabar. So we have the third by the Yamsuf with the extra horse. And the 600 shmeyos rechev bochur which went down to Mitzrayim, the Yamsuf. When the Yamsuf spat those out, Hashem paid the Yamsuf back later. Doing this later, Sisra with Tisha meyos rechev barzel. 900, it's a third, milabar. Now we see the connection. Dvorim nifloyim. Let's go further. But let me just add a little twist as we're connecting the parsha and the shiro. Let me add the Meshech Chochma in this week's parsha. The London Dime, Dan Abramsky, Zatzal, my pupa, Allah Shom, is davening in shul after the Second World War. He used to go around holding his Meshech Chochma and Parshat Vayigash, showing over and showing around and publicizing a shtickle of the Meshech Chochma in this week's Parsha, which he said was Devorim Nifloim. Beautiful words. It's Kedai to learn it inside. I'll share with you the message, he says, but it's Kedai to see it inside. So the Hilige Meshech Chochma. We find about the Obas HaKadoshim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to them. Hashem spoke to them. Hakadosh Baruch Hu spoke to the Obas HaKadoshim, Avraham and Yitzchak. And suddenly when it comes to Yaakov, it's B'chalom HaLailo. Parshas Vayetze. Yaakov goes to sleep, and he sees Malachi Elekim Oynim V'yordim. He sees the Malachi Shemayim Oynim V'yordim. He sees as Hakadosh Baruch Hu promising him, he'll look after him. All wonderful things. How can it be? Dafka b'chalom alayla. Right to this week's parasha. Yaakov Avinu has a sleep. Hashem comes to him and says, Anoichi eret imcho. I will go down to Mitzrayim with you. Anoichi elche gam oloi. I'll go up with you as well. Dafka by a dream at night. Yaakov doesn't deserve to be seen. HaKadosh Baruch Hu to come and talk to him by daytime. Dafka Yaakov Avinu. Zog de Meshech Chochma. Yaakov was going out to Chutz Loretz. Yaakov was going out to live in Chutz Loretz, in Golus. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Yaakov, you should know. You shouldn't think for one moment that if you're living in Golus, you don't get close to the Shechina. Afilu b'Golus, even in the dark times, b'chalom alayla, v'munoscho b'alelois, even it's difficult to see, of a shchinta begaluso, the shchinta is where we are. Yalkut Shemoyni, in this week's parasha, he says a moyer de kavod, which is mamish heinin advarim. He says a moyer de kavod. He says the psukim count up how many Yidden went down to Mitzrayim, and the Torah Akdosha says. Shivim Nefesh, 70 souls went down to Mitzrayim. 70. For Rashi asked the Kasha, when you count them up, there's 69. The Torah says 70, and you count them up, 69. It's a Chazal answer. Yecheved Shenolda Bein Achoymus. She didn't leave Mitzrayim, she wasn't born yet. But it came to the walls of Mitzrayim, Mitzrayim, she was born there. She didn't leave Eretz Canaan, but she was a 70-year-old who entered Mitzrayim. No the Ben Achoymus. Yecheved was no the Ben Achoymus. And it's the Chazal who worked out. She must have been 130 when she gave birth to Moshe Rabbeinu. Because 210 years after entering Mitzrayim, Moshe was 80. And Elamai is 130. And the Kasha that we showed him. Why Torah makes no big deal of it like Sorimenu. But not for now. Yalkut Shemoni says no. The Yalkut Shemoni writes, do you know who the 70th was? The Gebbeinu Shleilim. The Yalkut Shemoni. The Gebbeinu Shleilim was number 70. 69 Nefoshois plus the Shechina. Isn't that brilliant? Doesn't that fit him with the Meshech Chochma? Anoichi Ege Dimcho. I'll go down with you. V'anoichi Elche Gamolein. I'll also take you up. Devorim Nifloim Mamish. The positive is black and white. That's my Meshech Chochma. Hashem said to Yaakov, I'll go down with you, I'll bring you up. No, he went down with them. He's at number 70. Sorry? Yeah? Let me add a Zohar copy. Oh no. So let me add the Zohar Kodesh, which I said over 4.5 years ago, my daughter's Chassana. So I think I'm safe to repeat it here. A Zohar Kodesh. Remember Yaakov?
Yeah, no question.
Test it a minute. Vayar Yisroel es hayot ha-gdoilo. Vayar Yisroel. Vayar Yisroel es ha-gdoilo shos Hashem b'Mitzrayim. Vayar Yisroel. It's a part of this you learn. Klal Yisroel saw the Yam Suf. Yod ha-gdoilo. What does Zohar say to thee? He said it wasn't Klal Yisroel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mavtiach Yaakov in this parasha. Onoichi eiredimcho, v'onoichi el chegamoloi. I'll take you down, I'll bring you up. Yaakov went up. Yaakov saw anything, it was gazein. They took out Yaakov's Yuv Kodesh was buried there, it's Canaan. But what do you see? It's Klal Yisroel v'Shiv Mitzrayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Yaakov Avinu v'Yaar Yisroel. Hashem went to Gan Eden and he fetched in the Shom of Yaakov and said, Yaakov, come see. Look, see the Shiro. See the Snow and the Fall of Mitzvahs. See the wheels. See everything. Ganze Parsha, the wheels, the wagons, everything. See the extra Shlish of Mitzvahs. V'Yaar Yisroel es Hayot HaGadoylo. The Yisroel is Yaakov Avinu. Zohar Kodesh. The parasha, the God mentioned before, Tvoyach Tava V'Hochi. So Chassam Sofer asks a kasha. It's always hard being a second speaker. You have to have something prepared in case the Baldajan before you is going to say what you want to say as well. If Hachona is probably a Friday, prepare to eat. It's a Friday. Haboike oiv anoshim shulchu. The men left the next day. Shabbos Kodesh. So haintig a parsha v'yigash in Yehuda is a Shabbos Kodesh. V'yigash in Shabbos. Some say it's a cheshbon. So he says, I don't understand. When Yosef and Binyamin met, and they embraced. The Pesukim say they were crying. Two brothers crying. Chazal tell us. He's crying over his shoulders. Shila b'chobono. But Shabbos. Let me add the Chazal I saw a few years ago. Gen Dvorim Nefloim, just to embellish the question a little bit. I saw Chazal a few years ago. Shabbos is a great host. Watch this. Listen to Chalal. Nifla. Comes Rosh Chodesh. Shabbos says, take my mafti. I'm oichel. Take my mafti. You get my mafti. I'm a musuf. Shabbos says, I'm a bat. Kumda Yom Tov. Shabbos says, take Shemun Esther as well. Ganz Kirsa Toga. Take it all. Shabbos is fine. Kumda Yom Kippur. Shabbos says, Nem the ganze Zach. Take my sodas. Take my macholim. Take alles. Nem. Whatever you want. Abis Tishabov. Shabbos says, Tepes machnisht. Shabbachir Tishabov, not a chance. Crying Tishabov. Shabbos says, you can't come. Tishabov nidcha. You're pushing you away. And now we've got a story where according to Chassam Sofer, there's Bechir's on Shabbos. Says, Chassam Sofer, Dvorim Nifloim, Mamash. He says, you're making a mistake, he says. He said, the tears were tears of sadness, tears of misery. What? Bishlam Bechobono, Bishkashila Bechobono. Tears of joy. Klal Yisrael will be sitting in Tovshin Pe'alev, longing for a Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash will be destroyed, as Rob mentioned before. Or the Tanisim. Masorah B'Davis, Shivas B'Tamuz, or Tanisim for the Chorban Beis HaMikdash. And there's tears of joy that Yosef and Binyamin were shedding with tears of gladness. Oh! Saying Klal Yisrael will still continue to sit in the Beis HaMikdash on 25th of December and sit have a double shear because Das ist teurer, teurer Buchrubono. That's what they're crying over. Tears of joy. It's a Chassam Sofer. Let me add your Malbim and end with the Malbim, this week's parasha. Pari meets Yaakov Avinu. And Pari says to Yaakov, Kamo yimei shanei chayecho. You're missing the important word. What did Yaakov answer? Yimei shanei? No, he doesn't say that. No, Pari said, Kamo yimei shanei chayecho. What did Yaakov answer? Yimei shanei? Megurai. Mat v'loi. Efeit chayecho and emphasis Megurai. Says a Malbim, mamish dvoim nifloim. Says a Malbim, what's called life? Life is when it's lived. A life, a yid, a tvila, a kviyasitim, a chavusa, a gudvot, a chesed, a voida. That's called living. Just existing, it's not life. So Pari says to Yaakov, Kamo yemei shnei chayecho. How are you lived for? Yaakov says, 1 second. I don't know. I know how old I am. Have I lived that? Yemei shnei megurai. I've existed in this world. This is Yaakov Avinu, who 14 years left by Smodr Shavaiva. He wasn't convinced he lived. So I lived so long. Yemei shnei megurai. The days I've existed in this world. Or 130. I've not gone close to my fathers who properly lived a life. And boy, we can say 25th December. Onu Rotsim v'heim Rotsim. But Onu Rotsim v'chayon abo. We sit here in Beis Medrash. This is Yemei Shnei Chayai. Takazoych zayi Rabbi Yisai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'makayim the promise he said to Yaakov Avinu in this week's parasha. Onoichi eirei dimcho. V'onoichi eilcha gamoloi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu take us out from the Shechinta v'galusa. Which is Bezoich Tzitzkalus Kvitshmaim v'heim Amen.